There he was. Different from the others. Softer somehow. He'd put on weight, she noted, which made her feel better for a second, before he turned his head and she saw his profile, all contours and cheekbones. He was wearing a pair of fake gold-framed glasses, the lenses tinted brown so she couldn't make out his eyes with the way the light reflected from them. When he saw her, he smiled, and she waved in a way she regretted, loose-wristed and undignified. She tucked her hands between her knees. His ankles were chained and he took only small steps, like ones taken in the dark. At the window he stopped, shrugged. "Humiliate him," he said. "Sorry? For what?" I didn't hear what you said," Sam said, pushing her hair away from her face. "I said this is humiliating," he repeated, sitting, the chains clanking against the table in front of him. "Chains? Like a junkyard dog?"
"Oh, no, don't. I can't believe this is actually..."
"I know." They sat quiet. "Weird, isn't it?" Sam tried.
"What?
This?" "Yeah." She looked at him, and it was as if he were a stranger. Sam felt cold and exposed, wanted to turn and leave. But the sensation passed, leaving her head ringing as if she'd been slapped. He smiled. She covered her mouth as she smiled back and cleared her throat. "I'm sorry. I don't date much," he said. Sam laughed appreciatively. "Actually, me neither."
"When did you land?"
"Yesterday," she said, thinking of the first mouthful of Florida air as she left the airport, the moment it all became too real.
"Good flight?"
"It was okay. They feed you all the time to stop you getting bored."
"Like here."
It was gone. All the warmth of the letters. Sam blamed herself.
"When are you meeting Kerry?" he asked.
"Tomorrow," Sam said, thinking of how insistent Kerry had been that she join the crew while they filmed the new series. She didn't want to feel she was in the way, but when Kerry had probed and asked her how else she would spend her free time here, Sam hadn't been able to answer.
"You'll love her."
Sam felt a twist of jealousy and knew it was all still there, that she still loved him. "She seems so great." She pulled her lips into a smile that didn't reveal her teeth, which were too small, or her gums too big. "She really is. You know, I don't really get many visitors. Carrie tries, but she lives so far away, and..." Dennis let the unfinished sentence hang between them, and they sat in silence for a moment before Sam felt words tumbling out of her mouth. "It's my fault. I'm shy, and my mind has gone completely blank, and I don't know what to talk about because everything seems so insignificant, you know? I just feel like a complete idiot. So hot in here, and I'm jet-lagged, and it's not you, it's all me. I'm sorry." Dennis looked at her, face slack, surprised.
"You're not an idiot," he said. "And you know, I love you, you know?"
It was as if something broke inside her. "I love you, too."
"You have something," he said, pointing to his right cheek. "There?"
She pulled a strand of hair away from her face and relaxed.
"Thank you."
It got a little easier then.